This is Inside Agriculture. Markets up for the second day in a row. Yesterday they were higher based on weather and the Russian grain deal. AgriVisor Carl Setzer, what do you think?
We got a big turnaround there. Soy oil jumped higher, and when that jumped higher, when soy oil and meal jumped higher, that drug soybeans up with it. But the wheat, definitely the leader today, and that coming from mainly number one, the escalating tensions between Russia and Ukraine, and yeah, that brought corn with, and then we throw in some weather concerns, and all things considered, you know, we had a pretty good day. I'm always a little leery of this, so when you sell off and then come back and you don't go back and test your old highs, makes me wonder if maybe the market's getting a little bit overdone to the upside right now. Yeah, when you're dealing with these outside markets, Eric, and these, you know, these black swan events that we call them, you know, they can give us a lot of hope, but we have to remember a lot of this rally is coming from, you know, now they're called the managed money crowd, and before that they were the index fund, and when I started in the industry, we just plain call them speculators. They trade from, you know, they beat to a different drum, and that's really what's kind of, it always makes me a little scary when they're the ones leading the market higher.
But the president of Global Commodity Analytics, Mike Zuzulo, says the markets aren't just looking at domestic weather.
I think what we're seeing now is what I would refine from U.S. weather to global weather. We do have a global weather issue out there this year, unlike some of the most recent years. And what I mean is, it seems as though Southeast Asia and Europe are still baking and also flooding at the same time. And it's hitting both the European and Southeast Asian areas to the degree that I think it's attracting the market attention. So it's not all about the U.S. weather.
He offered India as an example of a country facing serious weather concerns.
India comes out and says, we're considering banning almost all of our rice exports because of the super high prices that we're facing on food inflation. So not only are they at a wheat export ban that's been in place for several months, now they're talking about doing everything but basmati rice, and that would be about 80% of all their exports of rice if they would go ahead and follow through with that. That's in no small part due to excess flooding in some parts of the country and excess drought in other parts of the country. So I think we do have a global weather scenario that has to still play out in these markets.
Zuzulo says another driving factor in the markets, a drop in the strength of the U.S. dollar.
I did not see a dollar index reversal coming until after the Federal Reserve gets done talking on July 26th. The trade, however, after the consumer price index numbers and the producer price index numbers, feels so confident in the idea that the Fed will stop raising rates and we will not have anything after this month. If we even have one after this month, they have turned the dollar lower on a weekly basis. We're down almost 3%. On a monthly basis, we're down almost 4% now, just in the first 2 weeks of July. That puts us down to levels not seen since a 4.5% reversal in 2022. 5.5% reversal in 2020.
And he says a falling dollar could lead to renewed strength in U.S. commodity exports.
I think it also really opens the door up to the potential that we could start to gain that demand back in real exports of grains and meats faster than what I was expecting. I was expecting maybe we'd start to see that in the early part of 2024, but this is definitely right underneath that global weather issue when it comes to the top two things I'm watching.
Bad news often leads to good news in the U.S. commodity markets. Hey, let's take a break for the weather forecast. We'll be right back.